You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on. Yes, Matt Hagman, we are on. We are on. I'm not going to have notes. It's going to be the best half hour I've done since last week. Actually, since I've had Ivan on, we've got Matt Hagman. He's the head of the Knight Foundation. We got Javier Gonzalez. Is it Javier? Is he ex-silent?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. So he's here. He's the director of eMERGE, and we've got Joanna Schwartz. She's here. She's the chairperson and founder of Early Shares. We're going to talk about curating South Florida's technology ecosystem. I can't believe I got that complex.
Well done, Jim.
Thank you
well
so
done.
Much. Good Thank job. You so much.
High energy, Jim.
I can't match the energy you guys promised. Now, Javier, you just finished the second Art Basel of Technology.
Yep.
What do you call that? Emerge?
Emerge America.
Emerge America. Very good. Well, Matt, you were a big part of that too. And Joanna was one of your top presenters in Women in Technology.
That's right.
So was the event successful, and how do you gauge success of something like that?
Well, I mean, I think you can see in everything from the feedback we've gotten from the community, you know, the great support that we've gotten from folks like Matt and the Knight Foundation, the startups like Joanna who participated in the event. It was an absolute home run. I mean, we actually, you know, it blew away all of our expectations yet again, and this is the second year. You know, some of the things that we look at in terms of success.
Metrics.
Metrics, yeah. I got numbers for you,
That's
Jim.
The
I got,
word. I came with, your startup, numbers, startup beach, numbers. I want a metrics.
That's right. So we had the 10,000 attendees that we were hoping for. And, okay. and it was really the highest quality of attendees. And one of the things that we heard over and over again from the businesses, from the organizations that were participating, and we were just talking about it just before the show, was how much business was done, how much interaction and networking was done at the event.
This is a business show, and we just had networking on, so you hit me on two good targets. Why don't you tell me what you're really talking about there, all right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you had the biggest companies in the world, like the HPs of the world. They had qualified leads that were happening here in Miami. They were finding the kind of business that they wanted, right?
There were collisions occurring?
Absolutely, there were collisions. We even heard from one of the startups that they signed a $500,000 term sheet on the floor of Emerge Americas, right?
Whoa!
So these are the kind of things.
Did they bring their lawyer?
I don't know. That's for them to figure out. All I think that we as an ecosystem care about is that those kinds of deals are happening, and they're happening at an event like Emerge Americas. And I mean, we have a ton of other metrics that we could go through. But to answer your question simply, yes, the event was a
home run.
That,
to me, is the only metric I care about. And I want to talk to the money. I want to talk to Matt. Matt, was the event a success?
Huge success.
Okay.
Complete and total home run.
We're I cut you off, but it's my show. Go ahead.
I'm so impressed. You're so prepared for this. We've heard collisions. We've heard ecosystem.
All off the top of my head, bro. All off the top of my head. I did tattoo it on my hands just to make sure.
Emerge Americas was a home run. So
okay.
Yeah, Knight Foundation, we're super proud of the fact that we were a founding funder for the first Emerge Americas. And then we came back and we're actually a multi-year supporter of Emerge Americas. In year one, there were 6,000 attendees. In year two, over 10,000.
Well, right? You know, Miami World Center will be up soon, so you'll have a couple more hotel rooms for the people in a couple of years here.
We filled those too, Jim. We filled those too.
Now, Matt, first of all, high five on Silver Knights. High five on that.
Thank you. Were you there last night?
I just saw your tweets.
Oh,
I was not there.
It.
I was at the Marlins
same.
Game.
Same. Okay.
I was praying for the Marlins.
Well,
that's
what
I was
Silver,
doing.
You know, Jack Knight started Silver Knights, like, years ago.
I have friends that won Silver Knight. I actually
really?
Have two friends. One that won the Silver Knight and the guy that came in second to him. They never let each other forget it. They're both huge doctors here in town. They know, if they're listening, they know who I'm talking about. And they are still have a, can I say pissing contest? I guess I just did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, and they're so angry. But that to me is the Silver Knight is where the technology environment starts, because if we can have those young people and keep them here or get them to come back, that's what's important.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. Alberto Obargon, our CEO, tells a story about how when he met Jeff Bezos, you know, for the first time.
Yeah, I was in high school about the same time.
Oh, you too? But
about the same
trajectory.
Time.
Through, yeah.
Very much so. I'm very happy with my media mega show here. Anybody can email me and I'll send them whatever they want off of my Amazon account.
And actually, Bezos said that one of his proudest moments was actually winning the Silver Knight. So it was really cool.
I was working in the deli energy. Back then. I was working in the deli. I won the Silver Finger Award. Over there. Just keep that off the scale, Mr. Fried. Now, Joanna, you went to Early Merge, and you actually...
Early Merge. I like that.
Early Merge.
I think there's a branding opportunity there.
Well, that's because I'm so well prepared for the interview.
Nice.
Now, you were a presenter at eMerge.
I
saw your presentation. Well done.
Thank you.
You got to get the gerbil to roll a little faster next time when the people are taping. But no, it was great. And so tell me, what was your experience as an attendee? Because we got two of the originators. Mm-hmm. I know you guys were a sponsor, but you were also an attendee. What did you get out of going to eMerge?
Well, no, eMerge is phenomenal, and I echo Matt and Javier's comments on it. And for the fact that it's the second year in a row, the vision is really starting to turn into reality and really be the Basel. And you can see the pieces of that actually starting to happen, the offshoots and all of the satellite events and shows that are starting to happen as a result of it. It's exactly the vision starting to come together. For early shares, it was phenomenal. I was able to participate in one of the panels on crowdfunding, where we educated several hundred people who were sitting in the panel. About equity crowdfunding and what that means for the future of private investing. And then as a company, we participated in the late stage startup event, and we were able to meet, you know, dozens or hundreds of people walking the floor, potential investors, potential customers, people just interested in what's going on. And then we were fortunate to be selected into the top 10. And so we did the big pitch on stage, the very scary 10-minute pitch in front of the whole place, and which I talked so fast, I actually finished in 9.5.
Did you beat my question is
that was the crowning achievement for me at eMerge.
Did you beat by just cut you off so you didn't so did
show,
you beat dude. Did you beat it is my show did you beat Pied Piper? I've been waiting
to
get that.
Oh, Pied Piper. Oh my god,
I know it's the same joke, but I'm really good at, you know,
I don't think anyone can beat Pied Piper.
those guys are terrific. I love their compression algorithm.
All the stuff that we're working on, can you hear me? All the stuff that we're working on together. The we win or lose with people like Joanna. You know, what Javier and I are working on together, it's early stage startups wanting to sort of build their ventures here in Miami and being in an environment and an ecosystem where they can do that well. That's the key. And so if Joanna's happy, then we're all happy.
You know, and she wondered, why did I invite her? Now you think you know why.
Yeah.
See, I don't prepare, but I do think ahead.
I think one of the other key parts is that Joanna doesn't just participate in something like eMerge America. She's like an active supporter, right? She's going out there. She's finding folks. And we're seeing that a lot. And that's very important to the growth of the ecosystem. You need the success stories to not only be success stories, but to go out there and share it and be a cheerleader for it and bring more folks in. We need more Joanna Schwartz for the ecosystem to continue to grow.
Thank you, guys.
I mean, look, Jim, just to go on a little bit further about Joanna. So Joanna went off Harvard Business School, right? She could be anywhere.
Oh, really? You're a smarty pants.
Yes. Speaking for Joanna, she could be anywhere, and she's here. And that's exactly what we're shooting for, right? I mean, ultimately, all successful cities are built on ability to attract and retain talent. And the thinking is that this, done well, we'll achieve that.
Well, listen, I got to tell you is that one of the things that I do is whenever somebody's looking to help a young person get a job, I network all the young kids from UF, the young people down here. I've also helped people from other schools, Wharton, UM, FIU. And when I'm feeling a little blue, and come on, even I get a little down occasionally, I pull out the list of the people I help that just makes me feel so good that I've been able to keep people with that quality of education and that quality of spirit here in South Florida building, and I don't call them jobs, careers.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely.
I think what's so interesting is that the dialogue is finally starting to change about Miami. And when we started talking about this stuff 2 years ago, it was all about the dialogue. And in the city, things were starting to change. But the national perception of Miami was still kind of the old school. You know, we're missing the culture. We're missing the startup. We're missing the startup ecosystem. And we're missing that business flair that you need in order to create this real ecosystem that we're now building. And now, you know, the dialogue has changed completely. Yeah. And Miami, in 2 short years, and Miami is now, I just read an article the other day that, you know, all the hedge funds and all the VCs, yeah, everyone is flocking down here for all the right reasons.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask a question. Yeah. I know everybody has a point, but I want to ask a question. I want to myth bust. Okay, I want to myth bust because when I talk to people about the technology boom that's going to be and is occurring down here, and I'll go as far as to say Manny is the Craig Robbins of technology.
Okay.
Because Craig started Art Basel. People talk about the intellectual capacity of the local indigenous population, or I'll just say it this way, our public schools don't produce what the people want to hire. And that's been an issue that people have brought up for a long time.
A myth.
Please, Matt, you're the one who studies this. Talk to me about the college students we graduate and everything else.
Yeah. Well, start with a couple. One is Miami hasn't had trouble producing stars.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
Jeff
Bezos, Sheryl Sandberg, all products of Miami Public Schools, number one.
Jim Freed. There you go.
The trifecta right there.
There you go.
So, right? So, number two.
Now, that's a heck of a Mount Rushmore.
That's a nice one.
Number two, if you look at, I mean, there was a study done a couple of years ago found that Miami actually has 7th per capita number of college students in a metropolitan area, right? Most people would never think of Miami as a center of higher education. And yet, if you look across the country, it's got this really interesting and growing critical mass. Mm-hmm. Now, right? And so that is, and with that, of course, the quality is going up too. And as that continues to build, the talent, you know, is being produced. Furthermore, Miami is a place that people come to. Yeah. Right, and so we see people both north and south coming up from Latin America, coming south, particularly from the Northeast. Is time up? We have to go.
We have to go to a break, dude. I can't. I don't have a sign that says we have to go to a break.
You're seeing it in my face.
Okay, D, it's your show for exactly however long it takes to bring it back. These people have great things to say. We have great energy.
Are we going for an hour?
Half hour, bro.
Oh.
If you want to sponsor the show, we'll go for an hour. Listen, we can bleed over. I'll talk to them about it. We'll be right back after this with more fun, talking technology on Freedom Business. D, it's yours.